If you would open your Bibles and go with me to the book of Mark. Tonight we're going to talk about a leper that Jesus had compassion on. He reached out and touched him, and he was made whole. If you're here tonight and Jesus has touched your life, you know for sure you're saved. Did you say amen? Isn't it wonderful to be saved? Wonderful to know the Lord? If you would look with me tonight in Mark chapter number 1. Mark chapter number 1. And we'll begin our reading in verse number 40. Mark chapter 1, verse number 40. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 40, "There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." And we read a wonderful account here of the Lord Jesus in compassion healing a man that otherwise had no hope. His disease was rotting him away. He was living a life unto death. A sentence that was hopeless, a disease, I should say, that was hopeless, a future that had no brightness at all, a man suffering from leprosy. And he thought, you know what? My situation is really, really bad. The only hope I have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I am reminded again and again as I look at this story that there are no hopeless situations with the Lord Jesus Christ. You look at your situation, you say it's hopeless. That's not true. Jesus is greater than the leprosy that's affecting you. You say their situation is hopeless. And I'll just tell you, Jesus is effective and able to heal the leprosy that is theirs. And there's hope when we look to the Lord. Tonight's message is simply titled, The Leper and the Lord. The Leper and the Lord. There's several things we can learn here. Some things I hope will be a help to you tonight as we study God's Word and I preach this message. The Leper and the Lord. Let's begin with the leper. Number one, the leper. Look what the Bible says here in verse number 40. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." There came a leper to him. All we had to say in this time, in this era, was the word leper. And immediately, it's almost like the common response to a leper would be to cringe. A leper, a man or a woman who had developed leprosy, was someone whose life changed oh so terribly. It didn't matter if you were wealthy. It didn't matter if you were poor. It didn't matter if you were young. It didn't matter if you were old. Your social status, your age, your height, your color, your intellect made no difference. When you contracted leprosy, you were a leper. It often began with losing feeling in your finger. Isn't that funny? Sometimes my raisin just comes right out. I can't help it. Finger. I'll tell you a funny story. It's a rabbit, but I'll tell you a funny story. I sang a song in a competition when I was in high school. It was a youth group competition. There were churches from all over, and I entered the singing contest. I actually won the singing contest. The only mark that I got against me in the singing contest was I said in the song, instead of things, I sang that song for the things He has done for me. Anyway, my tribute. I sang the song, My Tribute. And they marked on my paper, you should say things, and they spelled it out, T-H-I-N-G-S, instead of things. And so, finger. It began with losing the feeling in the ends of their fingers. And before you knew it, the circulation and the blood would cease to flow to the digits, and one by one, what once was a functioning finger would be gone, and what once was a functioning hand would be gone, and what once was a functioning arm and a foot would be gone, until finally the body could no longer handle the disease. It didn't matter who you were. If you were a leper, you were declared unclean. You could have no contact or fellowship, especially a touch from anyone you'd ever been touched by before. Husbands were separated from wives. Wives were separated from husbands. Mothers from children. Fathers. You can imagine. Oh, the life of a leper was horrible. And Jesus met up this day with a leper. The vilest of the vile. Diseased. A person who contracted leprosy. Most people believed it was because of something they had done wrong. Most people looked on a leper as God had forsaken them. We know that's not true. But the common idea and the perception of the people was that is a God-forsaken person. Oh my, to be a leper was terrible. And this man that is we have a record of in this story, he took matters into his own hands and he said, I've got a problem. I've got a big problem. The thing to do, the common gesture, was to just continue in your leprosy, to find yourself in the group of lepers, to spend your time with the lepers, and buy your time, and just live as long as you could with as much comfort as possible until you died. That was the life of a leper. But this leper said, you know, I want to be clean. I want to be clean. I don't want to lose any more. I don't want to miss out on what's going on with my family. I don't want when I come in contact or come near somebody or they come near my presence, I don't want to have to cover my mouth and declare unclean. I want to be clean. I want to be whole. You know what the man said? There may be other lepers that are going to stay in the colony, but I've heard about Jesus and I'm going to Him. And I'm going to seek Him out and I'm going to bow myself before Him and I'm going to ask Him. I'm going to even take myself so low to beg Him to heal me because I know that if He will, if it's His desire, He can make me clean. Look what the Bible says about this leper. This leper, the Scripture gives us some detail in verse number 40. There came a leper to Him, beseeching Him. What did this man do? He said, I'm not going to be so proud that I just kind of gradually or, you know, hey, by the way, Jesus, if you don't mind, if you get a minute, how about help me out a little bit? Now, he beseeched Him. He begged Him. He begged the Lord. By the way, you know something that's wonderful? I don't have to beg the Lord. I don't have to beg the Lord. I have to get forgiveness of sin, you know what I have to do? Confess. For Him to hear my prayers, you know what I have to just call on Him. He's faithful. He said, I'm not, but the beseeching, the begging. This guy said, you know what? I know I've got a problem. I know I'm dirty. I know I need to be cleaned. I know I have a disease that's going to take my life. And he said, I'm not too proud to go to begging if that's what I need to do. And he was begging the Lord. He beseeched the Lord. The Scripture continues and says, kneeling down to Him. What did he do? He humbled himself. You know what's disgusting? It's disgusting to me how filthy dirty we can be in our hearts. And we're just too stinking proud to admit that we're wrong. Too stinking proud to let anybody know. And just too proud to say that we have a need, that we need the Lord, that we need His help, or we need the help of others. This man said, you know what? I don't care what how it may appear. I'm going to kneel before Him. And he came kneeling before the Lord, kneeling down to Him. The Bible says, and saying unto Him, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. He says, if this is Your will, You can make me clean. And the leper said, I know that You can make me clean. I like the fact that this man came in faith to the Lord. He came in faith to the Lord, knowing, believing that God could make him clean. Now, tonight, I want to put myself, and we need to put ourselves, I hope you'll put yourself in the shoes of the leper. There's some things that went on in this leper's life that we need to be reminded of. Here they are. Like the leper, may we be reminded that there is no situation too big, too bad, or too far gone for Jesus to heal. Folks, if you've gotten to a place in your life where you say, there's no hope for me, you're wrong. There is hope for you in Christ. You think, well, the disease has taken so much. The sin has taken so much. The bitterness has taken so much. The past has affected me so much that there's just no hope. I ask you, I beg you, don't give up on the Lord Jesus. Don't give up on the Lord Jesus. You see, in this day and in this era, no doubt, in this city, there was a colony of lepers. And the one leper that we have a record of that was healed of his disease was the leper who said, I know that if it's God's will and if He wants it and He wants to clean me, He will clean me. And my case is not too bad for God. The situation that you're praying through and you're burned about, it's not too big for God. As a matter of fact, the place you need to be is kneeling down before the Lord Jesus, asking Him, seeking Him, longing for Him, and searching and begging God. You don't have to beg Him for it. But petitioning the Lord for His help in your situation. Oh, like the leper, we need to understand and be reminded that there is no problem too big for God. Like the leper, our greatest desire should be to be clean. What was his urgent desire? He looked at his hands, and the disease had begun to eat away at him. He said, oh, if I could only be clean. If I could only be clean, then I could go back to the house. If I could only be clean, I could go back to work. If I could only be clean. Oh, I want to be clean. There needs to be an urgency in our own lives to be clean before the Lord. Now, I'm talking about spiritual cleanness. Pure before the Lord. Short account of our sins before God. It saddens me what we Christian people are willing to allow into our lives. I want you to think about your own Christian life. You've been a Christian very long. What's in your life now that you would have cringed about 20 years ago? What's in your life now that you would have just cringed over? What sin is there you wouldn't have allowed years ago? Whatever it may be, we need to have an urgency for clean, for being clean. We need to have a yearning to be clean. We don't want the leprosy of bitterness. We don't want the leprosy of unforgiveness. We don't want the leprosy of lying and dishonesty. We don't want the leprosy of unfaithfulness. We don't want the leprosy. And you fill in the blank. Our strong desire, our urgent desires. Oh Lord, make me clean. Make me clean. This man could not. He wanted more than anything to be clean. I'm reminded of Hudson. Hudson decided a few months ago to jump off the top of the treehouse onto the trampoline. He thought that'd be fun. And I'm for them trying things, but I happened to be in the house, and it was on a day that we had spent some time in Virginia, and we'd just driven home. But in Virginia, you know what we had done? In Virginia, we had helped my uncle, who's a cattle farmer, work cattle. I just heard all of a sudden that he was going to work about 100 steers that day. The night before, it had come a torrential rain. And I said, you know what, we need to get in on that. Well, the boys didn't have clothes for working cattle, but we decided to do it anyway. So Hudson goes with me, and Ian goes with me to work cattle. And Hudson has on a pair of shorts, a T-shirt, and sandals. And we gave him the job. Here's the job we gave him. We gave Hudson the job of going through the soupy, muddy, 100 steers had been standing in a pen overnight in the rain. I'll just tell you what 100 steers do all night long and what the rain makes it look like. Oh, so we gave Hudson the job. You run out through that field in your short, in that little pen, in your shorts and your sandals and run the cows in here. You can only imagine how nasty he was. We did the best we could when we finished working cattle with a water hose, but there were still a lot of places that had a lot of nasty on Mr. Hudson. We got him just clean enough so we didn't destroy the car on the way home. We drove home from Virginia. We got to the house. It was still nice and still some daylight left, and Hudson wanted to jump on the trampoline. And this is when he decided that he would jump from the treehouse to the trampoline. I was inside. I'd just gotten cleaned up. And Hudson comes walking in the room holding his arm kind of funny. And he says, Dad, I think I broke my arm. I took one good look. I said, yep, you broke your arm. It was crystal clear. His arm once was like this, now it was like this. I said, yes, you broke your arm. He said, we're going to have to go to the hospital. I said, oh, yeah, we're going to the hospital. I said, buddy, I hate to tell you this. I'm going to have to give you a shower before you can dare go to the hospital. I took a set of scissors and cut his shirt off of him, set him in the shower, washed him off, because I knew it was urgent that we get that boy clean before they do any type of medical procedures on him when we got to the hospital. It was urgent. It was important. He had to be clean. I couldn't dare let any nurses and doctors see what the filth that I'd let that boy be part of during that day. What kind of parent would they think Ruth was, you know? And anyway, it was urgent. It was urgent that he got clean. And folks, I just want you to know, we ought to be like this leper. We ought to be like this leper and say, hey, I want to be clean before God. We shouldn't be content to wallow in our sin. We shouldn't be satisfied with a leprosy in our souls that's keeping us from being the kind of Christian that we ought to be, that's keeping us from being the husband or wife or grandmother or grandfather or friend or minister of the gospel that we ought to be. We should have an urgency, like this leper, to say, I need to be clean. And we should know the place to get clean is found at the feet of Jesus. He knew he had an urgency to be clean. Like that leper, we need an urgency to be clean. And like that leper, we can be cleansed when we humble ourselves before God, knowing that Jesus is what we need. And you may be here tonight and you're just wallowing in it. You know it. You're just wallowing in it. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart. And He's crying the leper's cry. You're unclean. You're unclean. Your heart is cold towards me. Your soul is diseased, and you've lost your effectiveness, and you've lost your power. And you've lost your desire to serve the Lord. And like that leper, we should humbly cast ourselves at the feet of Christ, seek Him for healing, knowing that not only does He want to heal us, but that He can heal us, and He can renew us, and He can meet our every need. Oh, may we be like the leper. May we be like the leper and come to the Lord. Number one, the leper. Number two, the Lord. Look what the Scripture says in verse number 41. This leper, now the scene looks like this. He's bowed before the Lord. He's cried to the Lord. He said, if Thou wilt, I can be clean. Thou canst make me clean. Verse number 41, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth His hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. The old leper said, if Thou wilt, if it's Your will, if that's what You want, I can be clean. And Jesus responded to him and says, I will. That's what I want. You know something that's so encouraging to me? Jesus wants us clean. Jesus wants to use us. Why God would ever choose to use any of us is beyond my imagination. But He says, I will. It's my desire. That's what I want. I will, be thou clean. Let's look at Jesus. The Lord. First of all, the Lord was compassionate. May we never lose our compassion. The Lord Jesus was compassionate. Who was He compassionate on? He was compassionate on the vilest of the vile. He was compassionate on a leper. His compassion didn't stop there. I want you to know something. I believe that true compassion doesn't stop with the emotional yearning in our guts. I think true compassion grows feet and hands. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, when He looked on him with compassion, He put forth His hand. What did Jesus do? His heart was full of compassion, and His hand was full of action. He did something. He did what He should. He did what He could for the leper. He put forth His hand, the Bible continues, and says this, and touched him. Not only did He put forth His hand, but He got right involved. What did he touched the leper. I mentioned this a week or so ago. But who knows how long it had been since that leper received a loving touch. Jesus touched him. Jesus touched him. Oh, how wonderful. And it was Jesus' desire that this leper would be clean. Now, we ought to put ourselves in the shoes of the Lord. It should be our earnest desire as God's people to be Christ-like. And like the Lord, we should have compassion on the lepers. So I don't know any lepers. I don't either. But we should have compassion on lepers. I'm going to tell you what lepers look like in 2017. Lepers. I'll tell you what a leper looks like on the highway. That guy that for no good reason whatever is blowing the horn and cursing you, that's a leper. That anger is not righteous. That anger is not over you pulled out in front of him, or you waited too long at the light, or you didn't. That anger is not about your driving. That anger is something deeper. And may God give us compassion on the leper. I'll tell you what that leper looks like in 2018. That leper looks like that young man or young woman walking through the mall, that if you ran into them a dark alley, it'd send cold chills up your spine because they look so evil and so scary. That is the leper of 2018. And I want you to know something. That leper needs Jesus. They don't look like that and act like that because they got everything figured out. They look like that and they act like that because they're possessed by the devil or they're influenced by the wickedness of this world. And I want you to know something. We should have compassion on the leper. And the leper is the neighbor that always gives you a hard time over nothing. But like Jesus, we should have compassion on the leper. And the leper is that nagging human. You know who it is. The one that's just driving you crazy. The one that acts so terrible. The leper is that person in your family that's caused the most grief. That leper needs compassion. That leper is the person. That needs Jesus. And when Jesus sees that leper, they don't think right, they don't look right, they don't act right. God forbid if you ever catch what they've got. But that leper is a person in which Jesus died for, and a leper needs compassion. You know what Jesus did? He looked on somebody that society had declared forsaken by God, and He had compassion on him. May God help us with compassion. He said, I'm just not a compassionate person. Hogwash. Compassion can be developed. Do you know how compassion is developed? Compassion is developed when you make yourself aware and you put yourself in a situation or around people that need compassion. Of course you don't have compassion. You lock yourself up in your clean, beautiful home and eat the food out of your well-stocked refrigerator and drive around in our nice cars. Some of ours are nicer than others, but I don't know anybody here that's hungry. If you're hungry, let me know. We'll feed you. Compassion can be developed when we put ourselves around people that need Jesus. We bubble ourselves in. We've never seen a leper. And when we do see the leper walking through the mall, we think, goodness, kids, come on, get over it. That person needs Christ. Compassion can be developed when we put ourselves in the way of lepers. Compassion is natural, comes naturally to any person who becomes aware of the unmerited favor of God on their lives. What do you deserve? Same thing I deserve. Nothing. I'm not deserving. I'm deserving of hell. What do you deserve? Hey, look, everything you have in life that's good is a blessing from God. Don't forget it. And when we are aware of received blessing from God, you say, I earned it all. Who gave you the health and the ability? You're not your own. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I'm the child of God. Every good thing is a blessing from God. Were it not for Him, I would be a leper. But He has cleansed me. Praise His name. And folks, I want you to know something. Compassion naturally occurs in the hearts of people who realize the blessings of God and are grateful and thankful. And like Jesus, not only should we be compassionate, but like Jesus, we should allow compassion to move our hands. We should allow compassion to move our hands. He was moved with compassion and put forth His hand. How long has it been since you put forth your hand to try to be a blessing to somebody? How long has it been since you put forth your hand to minister to a leper? How long has it been? Our compassion should move our hands. And Jesus put forth His hand. Not only did He put forth His hand, but He went to the next step. The Scripture says, and touched Him. What did Jesus do? He touched a leper. Folks, I want you to know something. If you get to the place where you can actually touch a leper, you're committed. You're committed. You're close. You're personally involved. And he touched it. He touched the leper. Folks, I want you to know something. There are people all over the city, all over the state, country, and world that need the touch of a loving hand from the child of God. May we be like Christ. May we be like Christ with compassion. May we move our hands and touch the leper. It made a big difference in his life, didn't it? Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Immediately the Bible says he was healed. We can't claim that promise that all of our problems will be immediately healed when we have compassion and reach our hands forward. But we do have the promise that God will do his work and meet the needs and will prove himself faithful. Oh, there's so much to learn, is there not? From the leper and the Lord. May we have an urgent desire to be clean. And may our hearts be moved with compassion. May we stretch out our hands and reach forth our hands. Do the work of the Lord while there's time. Oh, this world needs the gospel. This world needs the gospel. And God wants to use you. And God wants to use me. God wants to use us as we reach forth our hands in compassion. The leper and the Lord. Let's pray.